Masechet Eduyot Perek He, Mishnah Zayin, the last Mishnah, we said that Akavya bin Mahalalel had certain traditions, certain beliefs about halachot, and he refused to abandon them even though the rabbis held otherwise. Here we'll talk about what happened at the end of his life. B'shat mitato amar libno, b'ni, hazor becha be'arba'a devarim shahiti omer. At the end of Akavya's life, right when he was about to pass away, he told his son, reverse the opinion on those four topics that I would hold against the opinion of the rabbis. Amar lo, v'lama lo hazarta bach. His son told him back, if that was the right thing to do, why didn't you reverse your opinion during your lifetime? Amar lo, ani shamati mipia merubim, v'hem shamu mipia merubim. He told his son back, my situation was different from yours. I heard the tradition quoted from the mouths of many of the great rabbis of the previous generation, and the rabbis who disagreed with me also had a tradition going back to many rabbis in the previous generation. Ani amadti bishmuati, v'hem amdu bishmuatan. I stood my ground. I stood by the teaching that I received, and they stood by the teaching that they received. Aval ata shamata mipi hayahid u'mipi hamerubin. But you, Akavya, telling his son, you heard from me, the individual, and you heard from all the other rabbis of the generation. It's better for you to set aside the words of the individual and hold on to the words of the many. So you should follow them and don't follow me. Amar lo, Abba, pekod alai lahaverecha. Akavya then told his son, he told his father, he said, please speak to your contemporaries, the other hachamim, and tell them to accept me. He was nervous that the rabbis would hold a grudge for the disagreement with Akavya and not accept him. Amar lo, eni mefakid. He said, no, I'm not going to speak on your behalf. I'm not going to push them to accept you. Amar lo, shema avla matzata bi. So his son told him, is it because you found some sort of flaw in me that you're not willing to speak on my behalf? Amar lo lav, ma'asecha yikadvucha, u'ma'asecha yirachakucha. Akavya said to him, no, it's not anything about you. It's a simple thing. There's no reason for me to intercede. Hachamim are genuine. If they find the need to get close to you, if your actions and your words are befitting of you joining the ranks of the Hachamim, you'll be accepted. But if your deeds are going to not be so good, it's going to distance you from them, and you wouldn't be deserving, so therefore I don't want you to get accepted because I gave a good word for you.